Once upon a time, in the magical land of Equestria. Followed Equestria, Heroes, by No One. Chapter 2, The Last Thing You Never See. You take out a debt. It's only a matter of time before someone comes collecting.
My cell leaked. A lot. I managed to keep my leg dry by curling up in a corner. It was uncomfortable, but then again it was a cell. Expecting anything else was just asking for trouble. To be quite frank, I could have escaped. The cell was little more than a huge iron cage shoved in the corner of a room. And I was strong. Very strong. If I'd been pressed, I could have easily bent the bars and escaped into a raider base without a gun. My strength was good, true enough, but not near enough to take a raider base by myself. Actually, my wound stung so badly I wasn't sure I could even bend the bars. In the final melee that ended with my surrender, I had managed to take no less than 5 bullets. Though 3 just grazed me, stinging only a little, and one had bounced off my leg, the other was buried deep in my flank. The raider doctor removed it and gave me a healing potion. Given the taste, I suspected he'd pissed in it. Unsurprisingly, I was not a very popular pony. Maybe if I wore blood-soaked rags with spikes sticking out, these folks would like me better. Just outside my bars, ponies were laughing and gambling. Poker, it looked like. Leaning in a bit, I ignored the water that dripped on my head and wet my mane. 4 raiders were sitting on their haunches around a table. Unicorns, a lot of them. Holding up cards magically so as to make my joint burn. Sure, I wasn't perceptive, but I wasn't foolish enough to not notice the fact that the joint between my fake leg and my shoulder burning every time a unicorn used magic. Style metal poisoning, I guessed. The bearer of the bloody dagger cutie mark put 2 cards down, and the old green stain gave her 2 more. Bets were placed, and 2 of them folded outright. When the cards fell, it was the quiet filly, without a cutie mark, who won the round with 3 of a kind, netting her a whole pile of caps. The next few rounds she dropped out, sipping on a whiskey. Who gives whiskey to a filly? But the round after, she managed to get another pile by making every pony else drop out. Bluffing. Pearly told me that's what it was, but I hadn't understood until I saw it. Don't show your cards, and always pretend they were good, but not unbeatable. Or something. Whiskey? I suggested when the bloody dagger bear looked at me. Instead, she magically chucked an empty bottle which shattered and blanketed my cell with glass. Great. No, then, I said, sighing. I rolled back into my corner as thunder roared outside. My flank pounded as the flesh knitted itself back together, and my joint burned from the magic. Most of all, my head throbbed, and guilt wrenched my gut. I'd managed to negotiate my freedom, but at what cost? Survival. My head roared like the thunder outside. They had killed the doctor who had saved my life. They had killed an innocent child, left his body torn and his... No, I couldn't think of that. Even still, I had gained my life by offering to work for them. The brown stallion with the chain for a cutie mark called himself Silver Bullet. I told him the name was fake. He told me mine was. Yet he brought me along as a captive to this little raider den anyway. He was going to request of me a job, and with it I truly see if my will to survive overruled the stupid morality that nagged at me.
You!
The filly who had been winning cards was standing outside my cage, looking down to where I lay. I guess the game was over, and judging by the way the bags on her back swelled with caps, I'd figured she'd won.
What's your name?
Hired gun, I said.
What's your real name?
Silver Storm, I thought to myself. The filly's voice was sweet, but living with a raider company, I guess she wasn't. Filly, I know I could trust her none at all. Hired gun, I said again. She giggled and trotted in a circle.
I'm Spitshine, she announced proudly, and you're my prisoner.
It sure looked that way.
You've got to tell the truth or I'll kill you.
No, I said. That only made her giggle more.
I'm going to be a big and strong one day, so you better do what I say. And smart. All the ponies say I'm smart. Are you smart? Of course not, because you are trapped. Smart ponies don't get trapped. They're the trappers.
Lightning flashed through the window and thunder boomed. Spitshine jumped and squealed. How could I not chuckle at that?
Shut up, the filly said. That was a trick. I'm not really scared, I...
Thunder boomed again, and she vanished, running to hide behind Bloody Dagger Mare. Chuckling, I gave Bloody Dagger my very best grin. Her face darkened.
Scare Spitshine again, and I'll bugger you with my knife.
She looked deadly serious. Okay. No talking it was, then. The rest of the night was spent counting my sins as I watched Bloody Dagger sharpen her knife. At least the cutie mark she had was well earned. From the look of her knife, it had seen use many, many times. In case we ever fought, I mentally noted to stay as far away as possible and pump her full of lead before she got close. Hopefully, it'd never come to that. That little filly Spitshine seemed to take to Bloody Dagger, and even if she was a raider in training, taking a filly away from her friend was harsh. If I had to, I would, but I'd take no pleasure in it. Maybe that was the point, I thought, resting my head on the iron bars. The wasteland bid you do what you got to do in order to survive, but if you started taking pleasure in the dirty business, the wasteland won. Even if you had to resort to dirty work, you could never let yourself enjoy it. Somehow, I knew this epiphany was going to come in handy sooner rather than later. When I was blindfolded and marched into their little hideout, I promised to do whatever job he needed. I was just a gun for hire, after all. Eventually, he was going to cash in on that, and I wasn't going to like it. My stomach twisted in a knot. When morning came, the rain still pounded on the windows, and there was a good-sized pool in my cell. Getting to my hooves, I stretched it out as much as I could, my metal shoulder aching a bit. It had been since the rain started, but sleeping made it worse. Water. Bloody Dagger was staring through the bars at me, sneaky bitch. Oh, but she was giving me water. How nice. As I drank from the bottle, my pit buck went clickety-clack. Wait, what? Leaning down, I poked at it with my nose, still clicking. That was annoying. What the hell had happened to it? All I wanted was my radio back, still clicking. My Celestia's beard stopped clicking. Okay, Silver Storm may have taken over because I smashed the stupid thing against the steel bars. It worked, though, except I'd never heard that song before, and DJ Pwn 3 only had like 10 songs. Then, as if to taunt me, the song stopped and a DJ spoke, except it wasn't DJ Pwn 3. It was some older stain with a voice like honey poured over thunder.
Sometimes the only thing you can do after a kick to the head is get back up. How are we doing today, Dice? Because it's time for the news.
Instead of excitement bordering on dash addiction, this pony was smooth, suave, and damn that voice. He could talk to me all day long.
After a failed raid of the Megaspell power station, the Mustangs are denying all responsibility. Their leader Roy had this to say.
Listen, folks, I tells you it weren't us. No way, no how. Celestia Above knows me and the house have always been friends, and I ain't never betray that trust.
Wow. I'd heard a lot of untrustworthy ponies in my time. But that? Yeah, so I knew one thing for sure. The Mustangs attacked the power station.
When asked about the noticeable downsize in Mustang forces on the streets, Roy declined to comment. One more piece of news for you. A traveler from the north was found near the town of Bridal Hope in critical condition. After emergency surgery by a Watcher disciple, she reportedly made a full recovery. It just goes to show you that there is goodness in every pony, if you know where to look.
After a short segue, music resumed, leaving me dumbfounded. I was on the radio. Oh, joy. Dr. Morrowind was, too. And now he was dead. Maybe that was the Wasteland's way of punishing him for taking the life back it had dutifully claimed. Well, that ruined my euphoria. Sinking back to my almost dry corner, I sighed, my chest heaving involuntarily. How come every pony I liked died? Except for Pearly. But hell, there was still time yet. Whiskey? I asked Bloody Dagger, prompting her to glare, daggers at me. Water was good and all, but whiskey was best.
Just drink. Bullet wants to see you.
So I drank. My pit buck still made that clicking sound, but it was drowned out by music. Were they going to escort me to Bullet's chambers? Were they aware the last raider I parlayed with got a kick out a window? Of course, that was Silver Storm, not me. Me? I was going to actually listen to what this bastard had to say. Also, I would refrain from calling him a bastard to his face. They unlocked my cage, but not before having four more guards and Spitshine flanking me. At least two had their weapons trained on me at all times. If I hadn't known better, I'd thought I was dangerous. A little tour inside the base took me through darkened rooms of horrid smells. At one point, an errant lightning bolt lit one of the rooms fully up, only for a second, and I was glad for that. Any longer and I would have retched. Pony shouldn't be inside out. Maybe they were actually taking me out back to shoot me. That'd be nice. Better than actually working for these monsters, at least. They finally led me to a clean room, sitting behind a desk, writing something with a pen in his mouth with silver bullet. "Leave us," he said to my escort. "Good idea." I sat my haunches facing him as the guards filed out. "Don't try anything stupid," he said when the door slammed shut behind me. "Kay," I said. "Are you serious?" he asked, leaning his head forward. "You really want to work for me?" "Yes," I said as quick as I could, adding, "but I don't mutilate ponies." He chuckled a bit, getting to his feet. "Good. I took over this operation 2 months ago. It went rogue and turned raider when no pony was looking. Soon there'll be no more mutilation, but my herd doesn't understand just yet. In time, though." "Good," I said. "I never said we were doing good, just less gruesome work." He sighed, walking closer to me, but keeping a good 10-foot distance. "I have a job for you. Some pony in Bridal Hope has stolen something that belongs to me." He turned and paced dramatically, showing off his gray chain cutie mark. "You need it back," I said. "Of course. Theft for a gang of raiders. Seems like fun. I performed guard duty for raiders for years, and that never bothered me. The Silver Storm in me demanded justice for the doctor, but the doctor was dead, and joining him in the grave did nothing for no pony. I need her fucking dead." "Why me?" I asked. "I could kill her. My stomach heaved at thought of being this bastard's bloody executioner, but it was that or death, and by the sounds of it, this merit asked for it." "What if he wants me to kill Pearlie?" my conscience asked. I ignored it. It wouldn't be. Kill some bitch. Still. Fuck the wasteland. Kill or die. What a choice. My bucks would make a fucking botch of it. Would kill half the damn village or set it on fire. Without Bridal Hope, trade would be fucked up from here to Winden, and that's bad for every pony. It's the center between north and south and east and west. If the villagers left, or if, goddess forbid, the NCA of Steel Rangers took an opportunity to procure the town, no. She just needs to die, and just her." "Didn't answer my question," I said. "Because you're available? Because you're a good shot? Because your life is already indebted to me? Because finding another would take too long? Take your pick. If I had it my way, I'd have you killed. But only an idiot lets tools go to waste." "A tool. That's all I was. A tool for some raider to use and throw away." "Buck, I was a tool." "And the reward?" I asked. "Freedom, if you want it. A full-time job, if you like the work." "I'll need caps," I said. "If I was going to actually do this, I may as well make it worth my while. And a gun, for shooting," I said. He grinned. The next hour or so was hammering out a deal. He did most of the talking, but I said a lot more. Eventually I managed to get a deal for a new gun, armored Barden, and 800 caps, half now, half on completion. All that in addition to my freedom, which I figured was priceless. Back in Marefort, Wildfire often handled the Barden, and more than once she demanded I come with her, so I guess I must have picked up a trick or two. Of course, all this was for killing another pony. I'd killed ponies before, sure, but that was different. Those ponies were raiders, and my target was just... Don't think about it. Do it. Kill or die. Survive. When I was a little filly, I'd hated the rain. I liked to run and play outside, but when the rain came, I was cooped up inside Marefort like a bird in a cage. Then my mother had told me that the rain was actually Celestia's tears, that the goddess wept for her forlorn children and wept for what had brought them to such a place. I didn't like the rain any more after that, but I felt like I understood it. Celestia's tears poured from the heavens. I could barely see 3 feet in front of me, and the strands of my white pink striped mane falling on my face did not help. Though it did remind me I needed a mane cut. Sighing, I stopped, my hooves sinking deeper into the mud. Lifting my right leg up, I poked my pit buck with my nose. Silver Bud had come from the stable, he said, and knew how to work the thing. Some pony, the doctor maybe, must have fixed the thing when I was dead. It had 1,001 uses, Bold had told me. Maps, inventory management, radio, something called SATs, and a Geiger counter, among other functions. I didn't know what half that shit was, but the map and radio were useful. It'd been a long haul from Raider Base Camp back to Bridal Springs, but not as slow as I had been leaving. On my own, I could have traversed the ground much more quickly, mostly because I could climb steep hills and other stuff carts couldn't. Still, with my mind bearing down on me with all the weight of a bighorner, I felt like it took twice the time it did. I was so lost in my mind that I didn't even see the building until I ran headfirst into it. Choking down curses, I searched through the gray rainy haze to get my bearings. According to my pit buck map, I was at the casino. Good. From here I could... No, not a word. Shit. Voice closing then. My heart leapt into my throat. Catching sight of a large crate against the wall, I quickly dove behind it, praying to Luna that whoever was coming by wasn't observant enough to see me.
I know. I just worry, so don't give me that.
Daisy, calm down. I'm sure they're fine, the stallion said.
Fine?
Her voice turned shrill as the hoof steps closed in.
We lost 2 caravans last week. Raiders, slavers, and worse living those hills. Being a watcher caravan don't mean 2 shits that far from Daisy.
Yeah, and the mayor sent word to the NCA, and you know how they are. Desperate to improve relations, so they set up a camp.
I know. Still, I wish they'd write, or get that Pegasus to write a letter or something.
She sighed heavily, her voice disturbingly close.
So, this is it?
Yep, came in yesterday. Pearly said to stash it back here until she can round up some folks to come put it together.
Think it'll actually work?
Galician approved, and they used the same model. The mare chuckled. Some pony knocked on the opposite side of the crate. Holding my breath, I refused to move. Luckily, due to the rain, they didn't linger that long, eventually filing away the way they came. Taking a deep sigh of relief, I peeked out from behind my cover. Nothing but raindrops and dirt. Creeping out, I walked down the hill where I came, and traveled in a wide circle before I hit the lower town. Given the rain, the fact that the casino was the most likely and only building that didn't leak, I assumed most, if not all, of the town ponies would be there. I eventually found myself pressed against a broken-down building. No noise. I quickly pushed open the back door of the house, my eyes scanning for signs of life. I was almost positive the house was uninhabited, but I had to be sure. I was mostly correct, as it was inhabited by giant crickets. Giant, of course, compared to regular crickets. After squashing them, I climbed the crumbling staircase to find most of the top floor open to the elements, as a good portion of the roof had been torn off. Trotting quickly under the section of the roof that managed to stay up, I leaned against a wall. I was safe from the rain here. Time to think. First things first, though. Using my teeth, I managed to unzip my metal leg's protective covering. It was a little more than a plastic bag designed to keep the prosthetic dry, and it looked even uglier than the skeletal leg underneath. Lifting the leg up to eye level, I could hear the whirring and ticking of its internal components. I laid down the floor so I could use the light of my pit buck to get a better look without, you know, falling over. It really was an impressive bit of technology. Sure, from a distance it looked like some pony had dipped my skeleton in adamantium and let me walk around on it, but up close its true genius shone through. There were wires so thin you could barely see them as they traced up and down the leg and at its joints. If you squinted, you could see the gears and springs that kept the leg moving and natural-looking. The doc told me they'd use magic to actually attach it to my nervous system so I could control the whole thing mentally. Stretching it out, I marveled at the ease of the movement, wondering how I never noticed how amazing it was before. Oh yeah, I hated it because I lost my real fucking leg. Sighing, I pulled the cover back on and fastened it. It made me wonder why they didn't just build waterproof legs. I turned the radio on, but kept it low as the rain started to lighten up outside my little enclave. From my vantage, I could really see much of the town. The casino and the clinic on its hill were clear, of course, and from the light coming out of it, it looked to be bursting with life. Good. The fewer, the better.
Fires continue to rage. Meanwhile, in the Dyes Wasteland, I have been getting reports that a slaver company has taken to attacking trading caravans in the east in brazen daylight raids. NCA officials, who have pledged to solve the slaver problem, had this to say.
It seems to me the slavers have responded to the NCA crackdown by ramping up their vileness. We'll flush them out of their caves soon enough and bring enlightenment to Dyes Wasteland. You can bet on it.
The radio whispered to me as I thought. I was almost positive my target would be at their house, and not out in the casino. A stroke of good fortune, if you ask me. Even still, I couldn't barge in, take the shot, grab the loot, and leave. She'd scream, and ponies would come running. I need to hit her from a distance. Chewing on my lip, I juggled ideas on how, where, and when in my head. It was easier than thinking.
In other news, riots have broken out when Ponitron showed up to quell a protest in front of the Black Salamander Casino and Research Center. So far, 13 protesters have been injured, 3 killed and another 5 missing, along with at least a dozen Ponitrons in need of repair. Both the Haziz and the Galicians have yet to comment on this recent incident. Well, I
turned the volume down so much it was nothing but a faint murmur to my ear. I couldn't risk being heard. Lightning flashed across the sky, and 2 seconds later a boom shook the house so much I thought it was going to cave in around me. Time to act. Crawling back down the slippery steps, I walked out into town, keeping myself wary. Even though the town felt abandoned, I snuck my way around. Even if a single pony saw me, they might recognize me, and then I was dead. The rain had become so light I couldn't tell if it was rain or simply a thick mist. Whatever the case, it didn't help my mane get any drier, and it made my tail stick to my flank in a most uncomfortable fashion. Ignoring it, I finally made my way to my destination, the abandoned schoolhouse. I pushed down the handle. Locked. As thunder boomed above me, I kicked the door open. Walking in, I quickly stomped 2 more giant bugs to death before searching for the stairs leading to the bell tower. I didn't even hear her walk in behind me. Hide gun? Her voice was strangely soft as she stood there. Lightning flashed behind her, illuminating her white coat and making it look beautiful and drenched. Pearly, I responded, dimly aware of the new gun pressing into my side. Backing up, I never took my gaze away from her. My stomach twisted itself into knots yet again. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't make any other words form on my lips.
Pearly, I repeated. What the hell's going on here? Where's every pony else? And what's with that gun? Ain't one of the 2 you brought with you?
She just had to go and point out everything wrong with what was going on, didn't she? Was my head supposed to hurt so much?
Don't ask. Leave, I said, the wavering in my voice betraying my attempt at confidence. Why? Hun,
She walked towards me.
You shouldn't be here, I insisted, backing up and knocking desks over behind me. What the fuck? She said.
I'm not a good pony. I tried to explain as truthfully as I could. But you knew that.
So what? What the hell happened? Why are you here? Where is every pony? What the fuck do you think you're doing sneaking around?
I stopped. There's no point in lying. She'd find out soon enough.
Dead.
She stepped back, shock clear in her face.
Raiders came. We fought. And then died. I'm sorry. You? Why are you still alive? Did you escape, or
was I working for them? She didn't need to finish the question for me to understand, and I didn't need to reply for her to. She already knew the answer, I was sure. Why did she torture herself like this? I didn't want her to know. I had hoped never to see her again. She was such a good pony, and I wasn't.
Why? They killed them all, and now you're working for them?
Needed caps, I said.
So that's it?
God, she looked like she was about to cry.
You'd work for murders if you got caps. I thought you were...
Hired gun, I interrupted. She stopped and glared at me. My heart may have broken then. My name. It's who I am.
You're a monster.
Maybe. But if on a scale of 1 to abomination, I was near the bottom.
So you're here as an assassin, is that it? Gonna kill some fucking pony? Some innocent?
Innocent? I smiled sadly at her. Goddess, she was beautiful. And a lot smarter than me. But if she truly believed any pony was innocent in the wasteland, she was the biggest fool I'd ever met.
Oh, you're a judge now? An executioner to carry out the sentences? Is that it?
if that's what it takes.
When'd you get so cold?
I shivered. When did this room get so cold was a better question. Damn, this is going badly. Survival. The world sucks. Good ponies die. Bad ponies piss on the graves of heroes. The only thing I can do is survive. That may have been the longest string of words I had used since before I left Marefort the first time, and by far the most meaningful. It was necessary, though. She had to understand.
You, she choked up. Should have figured. No pony with hope left would change a name like yours. So what happened to you? Doc said you were beat up bad when he found you. Rival gang get you? Mark gone wrong? Drug dealers? What?
My brother shot me. Maybe if I told the truth. Then she would get it. It was stupid. I could have lied, pacified her until I could complete the job. But I never lied to another pony.
Your brother!
Her voice was somewhere between disbelief and sadness. Yes, I said. The whole room brightened as lightning flashed.
Why?
I tried to rescue him. Now she was laughing at me, or crying. Tears were streaming down her face, but she was laughing, though I could barely hear her over the sound of rolling thunder.
You expect me to believe your brother shot you, after trying to save him?
Was it really that ridiculous?
You're a fucking liar. So why are you really here? 'Cause that rate of bullshit ain't fooling me.
It's true, I said.
And then, she wiped tears away with her hoof. I'll just have to stop you before you kill some pony.
Sighing, I shook my head. Suddenly, 800 calves didn't seem like a deal anymore. No amount of calves would be enough if I had to fight Pearly. My shoulder burned more painfully than it ever had when she lifted her shotgun off her back and pointed it at me. You can't, I said. She started opening her mouth, but I cut her off. I mean physically. I'm bigger, stronger, and a faster shot. You'll die.
To save some pony, worth a shot.
You don't even know who I'm killing. The rain had all but stopped, leaving only the thinnest hint pouring down on me. Looking through the scope of my newly obtained bolt-action sniper rifle, I could see the silhouette of my target in their window. Just a candlelight shadow, though. I couldn't take the shot. Not yet. I moved the rifle, looking at Pearly as she finally made it back to her farm. It had been surprisingly easy to convince her to leave once I told her who I was killing. Feuds were not my forte, but this one clearly ran deep. Sighing, I turned to my mark. From my vantage point on the school bell tower, notably lacking a bell, I had a full line of sight over the whole town. Like I'd suspected, only two ponies were in the town. The rest were in the casino, gambling away what few caps they had. If I could be anywhere right now, it'd be there, or in Pearly Shack, or beside Wildfire. I shook the thought out of my head. No thinking. A yellow streak tore across the sky. Counting under my breath, I looked through the scope. 3, 2, 1, thunder boomed. My mark's window blew open so loud I thought I heard the clattering. Lightning broke the sky again, like clockwork. 3, 2, her head appeared in the window, trying desperately to close the window. 1, thunder boomed in my ears. I didn't bite down. I didn't shoot. Shoot, my mind cried at me. Shoot. Kill. I tried. With all my heart I did, but damn it. I couldn't see my mark. All I could see is Wildfire, her face bloody ruined as she died. My stomach heaved. Retching, I cursed myself. I had to do this. I knew, but lightning flashed. I peered through the scope. She got the window. She was closing it. All I had to do was take the shot. 3. I'd never have an easier shot. She was right there. A single bullet and it would be done. The wasteland would have another body, and I, my freedom. 2. Do it. Shoot. How hard could it be? I'm not a raider. Raider did this shit for fun, but I took no pleasure in it. It's different, but I... Survive, a voice inside me whispered. 1. The thunder masked my bullet. Thus ended the life of Nanny Jane. I didn't move for a long time. I just stood there, staring through the scope of my rifle. Her head had snapped back when the bullet hit. The blood sprayed out behind her. I couldn't see her now, though. Her corpse had fallen, hidden. In my mind, she was there, though, lying in a pool of blood with half her face torn off, telling me she was sorry. Maybe death would have been better. Was this really the only two choices the wasteland had? Die a hero or live a villain? Maybe that's why there were so few good ponies left. All of them had died out or had the goodness beaten out. I tried to be a good pony once. For that I lost my Wildfire, my leg, my family, my home. So now I'm a bad pony, an assassin. It made me lose something else. My heart felt cold, like it was missing something. Something important. No matter what you did, you lost. Fuck the wasteland. Fuck the zebras and the ponies that made it, too. Maybe one day I'd learn the name of them, what caused the apocalypse, so I could damn them each to hell personally. Then after I died, I'd meet them there. I took my time going down the winding steps of the bell tower. I toyed briefly with the idea of falling down the stairs to my death, no less than I deserved. I still kept walking down those slick steps and never tripped. Did my gun almost feel this heavy, burrowing into my side? I couldn't be sure. I choked back emotion. I just had to walk. Don't think. Move. I made it to the schoolroom where me and Pearlie had our little showdown. She was right, of course. Killing Nana Jane was a mistake. Dying would have been better. Beat the wasteland. Don't let it beat you. Die on your own terms, not live in its. After taking so much from me, did it really manage to take more? Did the wasteland take my soul? Celestia's tears fell with renewed vigor, soaking me to the bone. Only my muddy leg stayed dry, and I couldn't even feel it. Moping about in the rain. Yeah, I was a bit depressed. Slogging through mud, rain, and everything else, I finally made it to the Bridal Hope General Store. For a second, I nearly knocked until I remembered what was on the other side. So I kicked the door open. Maybe so Pony heard, but I didn't really care. On the other side, I saw her. The wounds were so similar, I was sure it was the wasteland mocking me. The way her head was torn, the blood. Tears blurred my vision that only made them look even more alike. I kept looking, though, forced myself to. I watched as the blood dripped from her corpse into the pool. I saw the ripples the blood made like rain falling on a lake. The way the eyes rolled back, and the other was dangling off the side of her head. Yes, I saw that, too. This. I caused this. Maybe I was a bad pony. Maybe I was a killer, assassin, or whatever. But I was not a raider. A raider watching this would laugh, whereas I could only cry. They'd revel in it, whereas I could only retch again. I was sick. I was horrible, evil, vile, and a thousand other things, but at least I could have been worse. I had to keep reminding myself. My shoulder burned, mocking what I'd done. Still, I looked. I didn't stop looking till I felt the rising urge to retch again. The food the raiders had served me before I left was gross enough going in. Coming out, it was twice as bad. Tearing my eyes away, I breathed deeply. Right. Package. I flipped the radio my pit butt back on and got to searching. Silver Bullet told me I would know what it was I was looking for when I saw it, but he was kind of an ass. Having no idea what this package was, I searched aimlessly. And when I found something good, including a healing potion and 3 grenades, I threw it in my saddlebags. No sense letting it go to waste. I just killed a mare, okay? Don't think too bad of me for something as minor as theft, or grave robbing, whatever. Still nothing, until I saw the door to the back. Of course. Nanny Jane told me not to go look in there before. It only makes sense that whatever she stole to send a raider assassin on her tail would have been locked away. More proof of my idioticness if doing a job for an obviously evil raider band wasn't proof enough. The door was locked, too. Sure, I could have found a key on Nanny Jane, but I couldn't bring myself to look again. So instead, I kicked the door down. It may have been my imagination, but I thought I heard something squeak when it crashed open. The stairs twisted deep underground, dark, dirty, and dusty. Turning, I grabbed a candle holder from a nearby desk in my mouth and made my descent. As I walked, the candlelight made my shadow dance along the walls. For a second, my shadow looked small and afraid, and then huge with sharp teeth. Never for long, though, as the candle flickered wildly. When I reached the bottom of the stairs, the candle fell from my mouth. The package, I realized instantly. Such a light pink, it could almost be mistaken for white had the light not illuminated further. It was chained to the wall. She was a filly. The package Nanny Jane stole was a little filly. Footnote. Level up. Skill notes. Guns. 50.